We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. This is quarter number four, brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra. Check it out. Don't forget, you can get all of our content on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And we are on Spotify. Just look up Keystone Sports and you'll find us. All right, this week we're going to kick off. We're going to do, this is going to be a two-part short summer series, and we're going to do more series over the summer for quarter number four. We have some good ideas that we've got in store for you. This one's just a little two-parter. Freak athletes. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about freak athletes. It could be someone who's already shown, somebody we think is coming,
right,
that's got some skills that we're looking forward to seeing. Mm-hmm. It's just who are the, we identify as the freaks on both sides of the ball. We're going to start with the offense this week. So I'm going to go to you first, Bob.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways you can go there. I'm talking about the guy that when I saw him about a month ago as part of the 2018 class, I could not believe how physically gifted he looks, and that's Justin Shorter. I just couldn't believe it.
I remember Juwan Johnson made you say, like, go like,
this
whoa.
Guy, I'm telling you, I know he's had some injuries. I know he's a five-star that really has not done anything yet. He was redshirted last year. But, man... The first guy off the bus, off the offensive team bus, I thought about Pat Freiermuth as well because I think he is a freak for a tight end. But I'm telling you, Justin Shorter, if he ever, ever can stay healthy, I just am amazed how physically, how good he looked when I saw him a month ago. And I know James gave him a little crap about being a biscuit or a cheeseburger away from 250. He looks pretty good right now. I can't imagine him getting much leaner just because he looks ripped. He does. And I really hope he can develop into based on what I saw.
Right.
I think he's pretty clearly the number one guy in this category, but there are others. So
yes,
we can just keep going around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you guys a surprise one.
I love it.
That I don't think you're expecting, and that is Zach Kuntz, a backup tight end. Dude, that guy, first of all, played wide receiver in high school at 6'8".
And
like
the
he's,
end.
And he, the end. Yeah, he is like legit 6'8". Like he is tall. Secondly, I watched him play high school basketball as a sophomore, maybe a junior. No, I think it was a sophomore against a good team from Philly. And he was swatting them. He can run the court. He was dunking. And then he wins the state championship in the 100 meters. Now, I know height helps for going over hurdles, 110-meter hurdles. I get that. But still, it's hard to be that fast when you're that tall. It's hard to, you know, like have that kind of stride frequency. I think the guy is a freak athlete. What we don't know yet is whether or not he's a great football player.
Right.
He got offered by pretty much everybody because he was and is a freak athlete. Now we have to see if he can put it together. But he and Justin Shorter are both phenomenally gifted if you just look at like height, weight, speed, those things. But now we get a seat on the field.
How close would you say in terms of athleticism is Kuntz to Gesicki? Because you saw what he did at the combine, you saw what he did at Penn State. Is he close to?
Very close.
Okay. That says something then.
So for a guy like Zach Kuntz, being a freak athlete, transitioning it football-wise, it's been a slow tractor pull for him at Penn State. Why? What do you, you know, you when you see that, when you see the basketball stuff, when you know he can play football,
yeah,
when you know he's done it.
Well, number one is he played wide receiver in high school,
okay,
as opposed to tight end like Freiermuth did. Number two, he has physical development that needs to come. He's not, you know, Freiermuth's a year older than him. Freiermuth repeated 10th grade when he went to a private school.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so nice. Freiermuth.
You're welcome, Andy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Welcome. So Freiermuth's just a more physically developed kid, and Kuntz just isn't. And then the last thing is, you know, Kuntz didn't go against the best competition in high school either.
Correct.
and he's playing wide receiver, and he's just so much bigger than everybody. I think it's really been an adjustment for him to have somebody good and big and physical in front of him hitting him at the line. If you just haven't done that, and he's not strong enough to kind of push through it like Freiermuth is.
Okay, I think I have a surprise for you as well on offense.
I love it.
But it's we've seen him, we know him, but I still think he's a freak. I still think Michael Mennett's a freak.
He was the name I was going to ask Ross about. Because for a center to be
For a center.
He was on my list.
Okay. For
he was on my list.
He came to the top. He ended up at the top of my list. For a guy his size, I still think he's a freak. Like, he could play, like, he could have played tight end, possibly. You know what I mean? With his high school skill set.
Could have played defense for sure.
For sure. And he adding the weight to get to the position. To get to where he needed to be to play interior line was difficult for him. And it took some of that athleticism away, but you're starting to see him get comfortable at that weight and be able to show off those athletic skills that he has. I'm just thinking, for an interior offensive lineman who had difficulty getting where he needed to be on the field, I think we're just starting to see the best of Michael Mennett, and I still think footwork wise, you know, north south wise, and also he's a very smart kid. I just think for a center that he's a freak in my mind still.
He is absolutely a freak. If you go back to when he would go to like Penn State summer camp,
right,
and they would evaluate him like in the NFL pro shuttle drill and stuff like that. He's a total freak. Like he ran like linebacker, wide receiver, DB times in terms of the shuttle and stuff like that. So he's a verified freak in terms of physical testing and agility
measurables
for his position.
Right. I just think the addition of the weight sort of stunted some of that, but you're starting, you know, he had to get comfortable in that bigger body, and I just think we're starting to see it. So we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea, we're closing strong. Mm-hmm. Quarter number four here. We're talking about freaks on the offensive side of the ball. Don't forget, next week we're going to talk about freaks on the defensive side of the ball. The one other thing I wanted to get in is we talked earlier in the show, and if you missed it, please go back and listen to it, about the recruiting rankings that Ross changed, you know, his original 2019, then he changed them after doing a further evaluations. And that was a good segment, but we're going to post those rankings so you can see all the differences from 23 to 1 online. I just wanted to get that out there. But let's get back to the freaks on offense. Another one from you, Bob Flounders. I hope you have one.
Because we're starting to run down here. I'm going to give you two for Ross and Andy to talk about real quick. And these are both projections. We hinted at it earlier in the show. Michael Johnson, the quarterback, I think down the line with what he can do running and throwing is to me a potential freak. The other one that intrigues me is Rasheed Walker. I think that he still has some growing.
That's a good one, yeah.
And I think he is still, there's some still development there, but I think the finished product, Rasheed Walker, I think we're probably talking about a freak as well.
You know, can I jump in, Ross? Do you mind?
Go for it.
When you're talking about Michael Johnson, right? And you said this earlier, like if you put the Penn State coaches in a corner and said, who would you take, you know, in a 5-year window, and it would be him. When I saw him, and after watching James coach at Vanderbilt, they've done a good job at the quarterback position with Trace McSorley and now with Sean Clifford, or ever since James has arrived at Penn State, the quarterback position has been pretty darn good. The thing that gets me is when James and how he wants to operate his offense, the guy that looks the most like the sort of the dream player for him, it is Michael Johnson. It just sticks to me as like, that's the guy that sticks with me. And I think, I thought you're right. I thought that was a very telling thing that you said. And I'm like, you know, I 100% agree with that. Because watching Vanderbilt, now watching James, I know this is the guy.
Well, and to piggyback off of what Bob said, Rasheed Walker's was absolutely on my list. It's interesting. I would have said Mennett. Like, if we went around five times, I would have said Mennett, and I would have said Rasheed Walker. Those are the next two guys I was thinking about. Mennett, we talked about. Rasheed Walker, and the shame of it is, the other guy I would have thought about was Nana.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys' high school videos, The way, I mean, Nana was like a tight end in high school. He was unbelievable.
Crazy.
And Rashid Walker at 300 pounds to move as well as he did. Very, very, very impressive. He's a freak. He's like a first round body type of lineman, offensive tackle. Now we'll see if he can put it all together. But Rashid would absolutely be on the list. Go ahead.
I couldn't think, when I was thinking of the running backs now, Devin Ford, you know, Ricky Slade, are they freaks? You know, another guy that grabbed my attention, and I'd like your opinion on this, Ross. I'm thinking, you know, I go back to the offensive line, and Mike Miranda has the potential, I think, as an inside guy.
Got to win the job.
He's got
to win the job first.
Somebody didn't like that call. Mike Miranda's a freak. Ring, ring.
I mean,
Mike Miranda does not.
Is KJ Hamler a freak? He's really fast.
KJ Hamler is a freak.
Is he a freak?
Yeah, he is.
Mike Miranda is not. Mike Miranda, you saying Mike Miranda is a freak is probably top five, top 10 worst things you've said on the show.
Okay.
Which I think would be saying something. How could you say Mike Miranda is a freak?
What about CJ Thorpe?
Yeah, I wouldn't go freak for him.
Okay, I'm just throwing out some names and asking.
Pretty clearly.
I could look stupid.
Yeah, I think we got to throw Hamler up for discussion in the final 90 seconds because of the things he can do. What he did to Ohio State on that catch and run, he's a dynamo.
Yeah, he is a dynamo. Is he a freak? Yes. Can they bring out the freakness in him on a consistent basis? I cover my eyes and go, I'm not sure.
He's covering his eyes right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I want to see more from him, not because of him, the player, just them utilizing him more.
I mean, really, Journey Brown's a freak.
That was the other guy, fast. The sprint champ.
I mean, he is. Yeah. I mean, you look at how rocked up he is, how physically impressive, how fast he is. Journey Brown's a freak, but he's a great example of like his, I bet you he'd be a guy at the combine,
right?
That would be like DK Metcalf, where he'd run a great 40, probably a great vertical and broad, but his like short shuttle and three cone and L drill would be bad. I don't see a whole lot of lateral agility. I don't see a lot of movement. He's really just a straight line guy, but a freak nonetheless.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number four. I'll see if I can lower the bar and come up with one of the 5 or 10 worst things when we talk about freaks on defense next week. But thank you, Ross. Thank you, Bob. That'll do it for this week's version of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a good weekend.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.